Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers, a sales intel show where our focus is to help the community learn from the experts, from the practitioners, and the leaders in the space as to how to generate the most optimal pipeline for their business. As we know, generating pipeline is the heart blood of any organization. As without pipeline, you can't hit the revenue targets, right? And we at Sales Intel believe that generating pipeline is a team sport. You can't just hand it over to BDR organization or make the responsibility of a marketing or the AE, or it truly takes a village to come together to build a pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue. Today, I am excited to have Curtis Ropp with me. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Manoj. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So to kick things off, Curtis, why don't you tell the community about yourself, your business, and how in your capacity do you help either generate or influence the pipeline for your business?
Sure. Like you said, I'm Curtis Ropp. I'm the founder and CEO of Outbound Funnel. We are a services business that sits inside the SEP space. So think Outreach, Sales Loft, Gong. Where I sit as the founder is pretty much everything is answered to me. So GTM is a big, big topic, and I touch every component of it in our business.
Awesome. So you've seen many companies, you know, in your consulting role, and last year was hard for companies, especially in the B2B SaaS space. You know, companies didn't hit their revenue targets because pipelines weren't there, and the pipelines that were there just didn't convert in time into revenue, and the macroeconomic headwinds just threw everything, you know, all the metrics that we had off. When you look back at last year, is there something that comes to you, you know, I wish I had done things differently?
Yeah, painfully comes to mind. I think if I was able to redo it, what we would have done is probably casted a little bit more of a wide net. We were really, really niche. And when I say really niche, we may have serviced three tools. And now we've expanded that to be a little bit more revenue full journey. And that has allowed us to go a bit deeper with the customer and really get into a digital revenue transformation conversations. And when you're in those kinds of conversations, what we're seeing is a lot of openness to change or a lot of openness to adopt. And had we made the adjustment earlier, I think we would have probably seen some pretty quick results.
Got it. When you say wide in terms of industry-wide or the different types of companies or sizes of companies wide?
More size. Industry-wise, we really do service a lot of different industries, and we've been doing this for about 6 years. So we've done thousands of different installs on Outreach and Gong, and we get to see a lot of different, you know, go-to-market motions. But from a company size-wide, we were really, really focused on that hyper-growth section. And I think we overlooked that there are some larger enterprise, you know, maybe large commercial companies that may not have that same hockey stick, but they're trying to do something different in tomorrow's digital age. And even though it's a smaller increase with bigger numbers, it makes a big deal to that bottom line. So had we been able to articulate our value to that customer earlier, I think it would have been a different year.
Makes sense. Well, New Year is here, 24, new budgets, new initiatives, new experiments, new targets. What are you most excited about to generate the pipeline?
I think there's an excitement in the air. I think that people are happy to be alive if they're still around. And now that kind of panic has subsided, we're looking ahead and there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of new products that are coming out. There's current platform offerings are maturing. I think the understanding of what today's sales landscape has become a little bit more clear. And companies are excited to start to apply these learnings that they've had over the last 5 years.
That's great. Any channel or any experiment that you're focused on or you're excited to try out to generate the pipeline?
You know, we've been very fortunate in our partner ecosystem for pipeline. We started the business based off of that, and we have found ways to continue to have that trust and leverage. And it transfers to when we get customers that are passed over the fence. So I think moving forward, doubling down on our efforts to be a good partner and to be a vocal partner and to be a visible partner is what we're going to be focused on.
Awesome. You know, I'm hearing a lot from others about a partnership-based growth model. So let's switch the gears a little bit. You know, as we know, Kurt, you know, growth comes from different channels, right? Pipeline is generated across multiple channels. Here, I'm going to share my screen where you have 100 pennies and multiple different channels through which you can generate pipeline, right? Build the growth for your business. How would you invest these 100 pennies across the channels for your business this year?
Oh, I love this question. I was preparing myself all day just so you could ask me this. So I'm very bullish on the partner side. So I would first take half. I'd give 50 of my pennies straight to partnerships. Wow. And I say that because we can really look at solutions together. And these better together plays, as the customer starts to understand that things are connected, has been super beneficial. Going from there, I am pretty bullish on community. I think being able to have open dialogue in community-led conversations, and that quick-to-value conversation is a big part of what community can kind of accelerate. I would probably focus my next 10 cents on customer. We are in the process of actually building out a customer advisory board. So it's a big initiative of us for this year, and learning from, like, okay, well, we've been with you for some time. Yep. You have a lot of change that we've at least witnessed, and we know of some that's moving forward. How can we better serve you? What offerings are you leveraging really well, and what offerings maybe need to be adjusted? When we do that, it seems to end up with some referrals. So whether it's referral to another department, like, hey, they're also needing these services, or hey, we just had this conversation with them in a group event, or another actual client, that has been pretty beneficial to us. Outside of that, founder-led growth, I'm the founder. Yep. I spend a lot of my time having conversations. Mm-hmm. I would not put any less effort on that, for sure. And then I would say sales is probably my next focus. You need to have conversations.
Yep.
And the landscape's changed a lot, and we get to see a lot of privileged information from how companies are doing this, but I'm not seeing anyone slow down on their investment from a sales standpoint.
Sure.
And then secondly, I would say marketing. We're seeing an uptick in marketing spend, and an uptick in expectation of how that marketing spend is returning revenue. But whereas last year we saw some cuts in that department, that's where I'd put this year's bets on.
That's great. You know what? I love your focus approach on partnership and then distribution across five different channels. So, Kurt, let's take a look at this graph. This is the average of all the leaders that have decided to invest their 100 pennies. I'm going to overlay your data on top of this chart. So the community leaders, you know, other community members on average are blue, and your graph is, chart on this is orange. When you look at this chart, what surprises you?
What surprises me? It's hard to say that sales-led surprises me, because of, the knowledge of, I know how the GTM leaders are answering. I know your past guests. So that part doesn't surprise me. I would say that it surprises me how little is spent on partnerships. Mm-hmm. It has been such a blessing of a channel for us, and I couldn't imagine building the business without it.
No, this is great. And I'm hearing actually more companies this year, actually this quarter, are shifting towards partnership than last year. Kurt, thank you so much for joining the show. I'm sure our community is going to get a lot of nuggets from the insights that you share, the wisdom that you share.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you, sir.